哎呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿，哎呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿。Elder Voices, a window to the past, a door to the future.
Ay, 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 hey, ay, ay, hey.
Peter James Loco, Avalak, A-V-L-U-P, A-V-L-U-P, Avalak, from Pampa, Alaska. My mother, Itna Tangyan, my father's Robert Tangyan. My mother died when I was 5 years old and my sister was 2 years. We grew up with our grandparents. Our grandparents raised us up. Very nice. My grandfather is a trapper. As I came to remember everything, we were in Eskimo house with wood wall, big one. Roofing is a walrus skin, which makes indoors very bright. They don't have windows. But beside this Eskimo house, my grandfather's house, lumber house with windows upstairs, he sold all of his fox fur, the one that he had dried and cleaned up every bit of it, and blue foxes. Every year he got a lot of foxes. Everybody in their Eskimo homes, they had a clay lamp. The ladies made those out of clay. Out on the tundra, they pull out those clay into Eskimo lamps. Four or three clay lamps. That makes everybody heat it and cook their meals. They make rooms in these igloos, higher from the ground, out of woods, sleeping area. And the door always left open for air out. Many years ago, during the grandfather days, when the white people were sailing ships come to the island, a lot of whalers, according to grandfather's story, a lot of whalers used to come every spring. A steam ship used to come to the island. That's the way they treat a sack of flowers, tea, dried fruits, and rice, beans, all kinds of white people food. They paid for already made clothing. These whalers really need those Eskimo winter clothing. They put it with all kinds of food and guns and whatever they on hand, they treated them. They agreed the prices. We treat them very nicely. Sometimes made clothing for them. Sometimes good food, fresh salmon and fresh trouts, fresh reindeer meat. When it's cooked, it makes good products, mixing, desserts. That's what especially desserts to the white people treated for greetings for entertainment. Every year, Captain C.T. Peterson come to the island, and Cutter Northland, Boxer, the name of ship, the one that bring in a lot of groceries and other things to the island. One of the ship is Arctic, and one of the little ship that comes from Nome back and forth in the summertime is Ira Rang, I remember. Those sailors are all old. They don't know about bad drinks on the island. But those sailing ships bring in those bottles I think they teach some to drink it and they will make happy or something, which is ruin the body. I was around 6 years of age when I was going to school. Our school teacher name was Mr. and Mrs. Thompson, older couple. Then after 3 years later, another young couple came, Samuel Paul Troutman and his wife and their little boy, Neil. When I was around 8 years of age, that's the time I learned to talk English. We don't know much about Christianity. My grandfather is not interested in religion. But when I was around 10 years of age, I learned Christianity, and I really liked it. My grandfather is not religion, what they call devil worship. Many years ago, people acting like that, they used to against Christianity on the island. But long before I was born, Dr. Campbell and his wife came to the island. They're Presbyterians. He's the one that spread around good teachings of God's word all over the island. That's what I learned about Christianity. Some people against them, but some people willing to take whatever he taught about God in heaven, give life and saving to people. No matter how my grandparents against the religion, I made up my mind to turn to God from my Eskimo old ways. I found life. There's some bad habits all time at home, whoever don't know about God. God told us to love one another. We must have love of God in our hearts. Campbell is about 40 miles far from Sivunga. Many years ago, Kialilak, I don't know what they call in English, big village, Kialilak. About, I think, 40 miles from Sivunga village. And Punguk Island used to have a lot of people too many years ago. We always seen them from the air, Punguk Island sometimes. A lot of game, birds and walruses on the Punguk Island. Every year, Sivunga people went there, some of the temple to caught a lot of walruses, especially the feather tusks for carving. He got a camp on the island, Taphook Camp. That is where he spent his trapping years in the wintertime at Taphook Camp. He used to take us to Taphook Camp to us little kids. And he used to hunt a lot of birds and ducks and murres, seal, crook, walrus at camp. In summertime, my grandfather and grandmother used to take us about less than a mile, where there is a lot of salmon berries. We don't have bluebirds on the island, only cranberries, salmon berries, blackberries, and they call it kavalak. I don't know whether they have an English name or not. And there's some good eating plants like rose root, leaves, and other different kinds of plants that grow on the Campbell Mountain. Every year, the ladies go out and pick as much as they want in summertime. They store them in a plain seal pouch for winter. They press them hard when they put in these rose fruits, goat eating plants. Afterward, they pour in a billful of fresh water from the well. Then afterward, they put three or two pieces of already cleaned rocks to keep them pressed on those rose fruits in a seal hook. They always turn upside down every day until freeze up. They put this seal hook of rotating plants up to the wooden rocks for winter. They make good ice cream in the winter time after they chop those frozen rose fruits. Very good with sweetening on. Same way with salmon bears, they store them in good clean seal pokes for winter. That's the way they used to many years ago before the fruit comes to the island. Salmon berries, blackberries, cranberries as desserts, rose fruits are products, and there's big leaves with a big stem that goes on the mountain of the Campbell every year. Right after when they take it home, they boil it in the pot. Afterward, they move them to another small size seal cook. It is always make good eating ice cream for desserts in the winter time out of rose fruits and those big leaves. And fish eggs are good ducks, very good eating. In the summertime, they dry a lot of cooked meat and walrus meat. Walrus calf is good eating when it dried. Whaling is a very interesting one. Around the first part of April, whaling started until first part of May. Walrus hunting year round. Many years ago, they used great big harpoons, but the men of St. Lawrence Island hunters made filling the big wheels, big harpoon with a big stone blade, smaller size for walrus and a bearded seal. Uprooks. And for birds, they got big knitted round thing with a long wooden handle. They go to the mountain, they bite on their neck to kill them until they had enough for a parka, owlets. They hang out on the wooden rocks outside. All kinds of birds, they dry ducks, eider ducks, murres, owlets. They skin them and ride out on the rocks too. Before winter comes, they store them away in good cleaned poops too, and store them on the wooden rocks too for winter. They had an outside stove. They just cook their filet meals outdoors every year, birds and fried meat. They usually, many years ago, cleaning the fat, scrape it and put them in a big, clean barrel, shortcut, with urine in it. Human urine many years ago, it's really cleaned up all these things. Human urine must have something that cleans out the fat from the skin. Beside that, salt water from the ocean. Afterwards, they will take them outdoors, those bird skins, and winter weather dry them. Something like already tanned. Then afterward, they make into parkas. Many years ago, they boiled the eggs, but they had picked out on the tundra and along the cliffs. After when it cooked, they dump it into barrels of fresh seal oil. That's keep them fresh always. never rot. That's many years ago refrigerator. And they had the underground storage cleared down to the permafrost. Every year they clean those underground storage. Eskimo people clean them. And they fix seal books nicely and clean, put in a lot of pieces of ducks along with the blubber, walrus meat and skin, dump it into underground storage. That's their refrigerator many years ago, as far as I remember. It never rot. And there are lots of codfish, big size. Now, no more codfish on the island. A few years ago, one of the Coast Guard cutters, the one that roaming around the island, ocean, he found about a mile off out on the St. Lawrence Island, a lot of cods. There are a lot of king salmons and grillings, salmons, all kinds of fishes, white fishes. Scale comes off easily. They use some kind of fish knives to scales scrape off. They store them in a clean seal box many, many years ago during the grandfather days. Every summer, grandfather used to take my and my sister out to Camp Taphook. We have a lot of fun with bare feet out on the sandy beach. He take us out to the other little camps along, not far from a Taphook camp where we camp for summer times. Every year they had something like 4th of July, but it's not a white people activity. One of them, I remember running a race. One of them harpooning. They imitating something like walrus. See, it's kamalera. It's all kinds of games, something like 4th of July many years ago. They harpooning something. Young men play like spears or whatever. Not that they are fighting, just a game. They try to catch up one another, but they're a good jumper. Another jump to the other end, and this guy, the one that tried to catch him with his spear, jump to the other side. They're having lots of fun. They had took him right in the summertime. Many years ago, their sled have a bone runner. It's very easy to go around with a bone runner. That's a part of their kamalera. Whoever comes to the village first, they give them big rolls of skin ropes, already dried meat out of walrus hide and uktuk hide, and some spears, and some bow and arrow. And the ladies had skin sewing. Whoever go through finish her skin sewing, she had to price all kind of things. Nice red leather skin made out of seal skin, dried tan already. And winter weather dried seal skin, real white like a snow. That's the ladies' prices. Hair ornaments, they usually braided their hair on put these ornaments. That's a women's prices. Besides those already tanned seal skin, winter weather dyed with some kind of skin, what they found along the beach, it gave good colors. So they dyed the seal skin out of those wood skin, gave a good color to seal skins for carving. During the holidays or something, the ladies always cook a lot of good food, fresh and dried meat. a codex out of rose roots and salmon berries and blackberries, fish eggs. Sometimes when they make a codex out of fish eggs, they boil some fish. During the big holiday, everybody gathered in money according to grandfather's story. They gathered in great big Nungluk. White people around here, mainland people called it Iglo. Short big houses with a wooden and wallspun indoors, then covered it with sod or something. Big ventilation on top. Whenever, as a little girl, while we were out down the beach, those riparian villagers come. And the people used to handle the gravel, throwing toward them when they were out about less than a mile. That is the way they avoid the sickness, avoid whatever sickness they had with them. When I become understand everything, every summer, month of June, while there is ice, piece of ice between Siberia and St. Lawrence Island, that's the protection from wind and swells. Even weather is calm and sunny. Whenever those Siberian dancers come, they get big Eskimo singing and dancing, running a race, wrestling, old-time entertaining game. The ladies got some very nice dog skin tanned, black and white for parka rubs and for any kind of use. And some adult reindeer skin made into trousers or something, men's size. They fit it for parka and pants for rifle, men, fancy mucklucks, warm mittens and caps. People on the Siberia, they have a parka but no hood. They got dog skin around their collar. They use cap instead of hood in their parka. Boy, about 2 weeks afterward, they returning back home, they are poor boats accompany them. In winter, something like 4th of July, but they call it Kamalera. People from Kialirak, North Escape area on St. Lawrence Island, many years ago. From there, people used to come to the Gamble village for celebration Kamalera. They bringing in a lot of gifts along with them. Already made parka out of reindeer skin, seal skin, already made sealskin pants and mittens, warm mittens. Already made fancy boots with trimmings and everything. They really had a big celebration every year. Kamalera. There are a lot of youngsters out on the St. Lawrence Island know how to dance alike Eskimo dance. The Vanga dancers are very good. Many years ago, marriage is something like big celebration. in one of the buildings on the island. We make invitation for this marriage according to the message that I learned from my grandparents. Many years ago, some families picked up their relation young boys to let marry their daughters instead of let them marry to another different families. That's the way they make sure that he will take good care of them. But we have to obey our grandparents. My grandfather picked Vernon because he was handsome or a good hunter. At first, I don't like him, but later on, I made up my mind. As long as he's a good-looking boy. We had a big celebration during the marriage. Now, no more. They don't use that old-time marriage anymore. They can marry whoever they want to nowadays. Yeah, they had a celebration during the marriage. They had a good clothing. The ladies made a very nice dress up things for marriage. As many years ago, there's some what they call sanilichtet, midwives. They learned how to take care who are going to deliver a baby child. Many years ago, even before I was born, Eskimo trained. Well, they really trained like Eskimo old ways. They taken good care. But no more now, no more Eskimo style of the one that going to deliver a child. I used to have TB in the years past, first in his hospital at Anchorage. I had big operation, taken my left lung's bottom part. Many times I thank the Lord for saving my life from TB sickness. God, in His great mercy, saved every one of us from sickness and death. I'm glad the white people ways are going on now. The doctors and nurses idea, very good. Now they got a graveyard on top of the mountain, Campbell Mountain graveyard. That's good. Instead of Campbell Mountain many years ago, during the grandfather days, I used to listen, when a person died or babies, but when they were take them to the mountain, they took away their clothing. The dogs and foxes ate them, few days, leave the bones. I'm going to have a short prayer in my own words. Fangota Adavat Kilagamlingok Pamani yung anakong atagi. Iyam si kayo, we come can thank you, I'm can friendship. Ilag wat kasa mang young girl mi fani nangata. Plasa kaktike o kwat iwten na kaprahtat ng Catholic Church malangot fani. Plastika health and good success in your future. I know they had a love of God in you, in their hearts for one another. That's what we're thankful for. Kayo siya takaktikot pinikilota. Nagsiktalota tamahan. And ma kayo siya suki ilapot. Abdunga Jesus hat kasuko. Amen. Prayer is something like a medicine to all of us.
You've been listening to Elder Voices, a production of KNOM.